Today's question is about creating a regular yoga practice. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Hannah from Facebook, and she says, I have a question. I have been doing yoga for several years, but I've never been overly consistent. After discovering you on YouTube, I have not only enjoyed different beginner offerings, but I feel more motivation to truly develop an ongoing practice. How does one develop a strong yoga practice? I've enjoyed your morning and evening. And the evening is better than a hot toddy for relaxation. I love it. But I'd really like to build this into a lifestyle more than the fits and starts I've done in the past. Thank you. So thank you for a great question, Hannah. As far as developing a strong practice, I can share with you some of the things that I have contributed to my success and having a strong practice over the years. So number one, create a space in your home that you're going to do your practice. This doesn't have to be an elaborate yoga room. And in fact, you guys might be really surprised at how modest my space is in my home. So in my home, I practice in my living room. And it simply means having all your props together in one place so that when it comes time to doing your practice, you don't have to gather all your things. So in my living room, we have a really old box that I put all my yoga props in. And then when it comes time to practice, I just move the box off to the side, open the box up, get all my things out, and then I put them all away afterwards. Number two, practice at the same time every day. And find a time that works for you. Book the time into your calendar if you have to, as it's the most important appointment that you have in the day. For me, first thing in the morning works before everybody wakes up in the house. And you might find that a different time works for you. When my daughter was really little, I used to practice after lunch when she had her nap. Along these lines, set yourself up for success the previous day. If you have an early practice like I do, make sure you go to bed early enough so that you can wake up easily in the morning to get to your mat. Number three, become part of a community that will support your practice. This might mean finding a local yoga studio, or it might mean becoming a member of Namaste Yoga. It might mean commenting on our Namaste Yoga videos that we put out each week so that you get feedback from me, your teacher, and hearing from other students about the practice as well. If you want to take it to the next level, you can become a member of our membership community. We have several threads that will support you in a daily practice, from Carrie's weekly challenges to Linda's flowing with the phases of the moon to Kaysen's yoga every day. There's something to support everybody who wants to have a regular practice on our membership site. So I'll link to that in our show notes about becoming a member. And I know that Hannah's already become a member of our community. And one thing I want to acknowledge her for is that she's also blogging on our community. And I think this is a great way to stay committed to your practice as well. So I'd love to hear from you. What are your tips and tricks for staying consistent with your yoga practice? What are some of the greatest challenges that you've faced in keeping your practice consistent? Leave your comments below.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.